Don't trip.
Your white man?
Mexican. Get back to the lead.
Long ass goddamn boots.
Yeah,
right, man. Where the food at?
Hey everybody, this just coming on, y'all. We just say today is the topic.
We'll have something later.
I got my Bato friend right here.
Bato.
In the bakery right here.
Charlie.
What's up? 4-5, you see me calling you.
Hey,
I'll
let's
tell
do
you
this, man.
What's going on?
We're waiting on.
We ain't waiting on nothing. Let's go.
You got to put it over there.
Oh, my God. What Mercedes?
Yeah. Hey, come here.
Oh, V ain't even doing it.
But make sure it's lined up, Rochelle. Is it one person?
No.
Make sure it's lined up.
Yeah,
all
right. Got everybody know.
My chick,
1, 2, 3, 5, 7, 9, 6, 3.
Yo,
SC,
drop that beat, man.
No,
I got a song, hold up.
Okay, play that thing. B, give him this song right here. Take this song in for Pat.
I hope y'all like how progress. I mean, if y'all don't, we still gonna do it anyway.
We're not racist. You see, we got one of the baddest bartenders.
When you call. The other day, I told you I had the camera.
However, black people are always late. And we're weak, make the single to my y'all.
Everybody tune in. I'm my phone over there, but I can't sense nobody. But y'all know black people, we always late for everything. So single to Mayo was Friday, right?
Yeah, it was special.
But our single Negro is today.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing. You wanna go?
What?
So y'all, but our topic today is money and friends. You know, money and friends. Y'all know how they go.
We can go.
1, 2, 3, let's go.
Y'all listen to this intro. They got a black version of everything. Let's turn this up.
Crank that up for a bit.
This is the city of the world. I'm so sweet. We do work for the world. Por mis obligaciones. Y el tenemos de esconder.
If anybody can guess me on the song, we'll give you 2 free drinks. Turn that speak on back there, B.
Come on,
it's on. Put that thing down. You see a blue light on? Yeah.
Yeah.
about it is she don't know
what song it come from. DJ, find that song so she can know what it is to mimic.
Can you play
the original,
the Black History version of that song?
Cause Juneteenth, about the Juneteenth. White people say June 19th.
We say Juneteenth.
Juneteenth.
White people say June 19th.
June 19th.
Black people say Juneteenth.
Juneteenth.
Like, you don't know what Juneteenth is?
No, white people say Juneteenth.
Cause you know we always abbreviate shit, like we say Timmy Chains.
Timmy
like
Chains. Timmy
instead Chains. Of saying what is the real name of it?
Timmy.
Timmy. Like but we be like Timmy Chains.
I'm saying Timmy Chains.
But I be saying Timmy Chains.
I got my buddy. Like a Timmy Chains. Like saying, what street is the gallery on?
Westheimer.
What is it?
Westheimer.
But it's Westheimer.
Westheimer.
It's Thimer. It's not.
Yeah,
Thimer.
But that Deanna on it.
Westheimer. That one Westheimer.
Can you translate?
Westheimer.
Can you translate in Spanish?
You mean on Spanish?
In no English.
You mean on English?
You gotta smile hard. You gotta smile hard.
Yeah, exactly. See.
Fucking pussy. Hey, goddamn.
Hey, man, that DJ.
Y'all, today's topic is, y'all still playing.
So yeah, there you go.
Oh, I know this song.
Now you know it.
Now you know
it. I didn't know it in the
video. I called you here today.
I like that. That's a nice song. My name is Jefe Fernandez.
Esmeralda.
And I do everything. I cook grass, landscaping, masonry.
Drugs, cause like
a drug dealer too. You know, all of the above.
Everything.
Fucking pussy.
Fucking dumbass.
So speaking of you said music and back in the day.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. Them niggas back in the day was no good than a bitch.
Why you say that?
You remember Bobby Womack? You know the story about that nigga?
Talk to me.
Bobby Womack is a natural hoe. I'm gonna tell you what he did. Bobby Womack's best friend died, right? When he died, he got with his best friend's wife and wore a suit that his best friend had to the funeral.
He took his gal, then he wore his suit, wore his suit, major violation, showed up in the kitchen.
Guess what? Guess what the kicker was?
He divorced the wife and married the daughter.
After that,
you gotta do a Cheeto commercial.
We need sponsors.
I should have got some talking.
The punk ass, yeah.
No bullshit.
She got the all brand chips.
No bullshit. The H-E-B, man. Them hoes good though. She hungry.
So would y'all say music artists is better back then or now?
Music back then was just, I don't know, it's just some of our music. We still play it to this day because it really means a lot. And then it puts you in a mood. And you understand, like when I was younger, I would listen to that stuff, I really didn't understand what they were talking about.
No doubt.
Until I got older, like, damn, he really was going through this. Like, he really loved this lady.
Yeah.
Now it's like, F this bitch, F this nigga, F that hoe.
Yeah. Now. The R&B singers turning to rappers. Like, mm-hmm. They want to be more gangster rappers.
But y'all, they were doing the same thing back in the day, too. Johnny Taylor never said true,
yeah, but it was a different how they present
they
self.
They were doing the same thing. You can't say but you say.
I know they was doing the same thing, but they made their music sound so good that you didn't believe what they really was going
through. I think back then they made timeless music. Like you can jam some shit from 1984, 95 right now at a family reunion, and that bitch gonna be lit. For instance, the nigga that pee on people, what's that dude named? R. Kelly. Happy
we
people.
We not Harper.
You gonna play some happy people at the family reunion, niggas crump or step in the name of love. Everybody gonna get out the deck. You know what I mean?
Do you think they play R. Kelly at daycares and middle school and stuff?
I think he can't be around like kids, so you don't think they can play that.
Well, my daycare, when I was there, we jammed R. Kelly.
I love R. Kelly. Fuck that.
Me, I love R. Kelly too.
I don't understand.
Y'all love his music because you don't know.
No, I love his
music.
I love
his music.
Music.
Oh, okay.
His music.
That's a different. I love his music.
He
fucked
up in the head, but I love his music.
Y'all
it's
not
the audience.
Terry
Pendergrass.
Audience.
He was homosexual, and everybody
still
listened to this
music.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, everybody had a flaw.
Once Terry Pendergrass in the wheelchair.
I don't judge people.
Yeah, I mean,
that's not judgment. That's not
judgment. Wasn't Terry Pendergrass in the wheelchair?
Yeah.
That ain't
judgment. That ain't judgment.
Well,
you can be mad at parents too. Don't be mad.
I actually saw a video on Instagram the other day. The guy hit the girl in the wheelchair. The ring. That girl, y'all know it.
Back to what you were saying, music was
timeless back then, you know what I mean? It was more, they put their heart and their soul into it. Now they just want to make a hit and sell some records, you know what I mean? But you still have those individual artists that makes that type of music, but it's very rare. It's like a Michael Jordan, LeBron type thing.
Music was so good back in the days. They redoing it.
We live.
Yeah, but music is so back in the day. It was so good, and they redoing them.
Yeah,
they redoing them. Remix. Like on your wall, what'd you say?
Music is timeless.
Exactly.
But you know, I noticed. Like I watched a story about Whitney Houston, and I seen on that all Whitney Houston top songs were somebody else's songs,
and she didn't even write them.
But most hits always gonna have an old hit in it. A beat, a rhythm, or something that, you know what I mean?
But I'm saying back then, we didn't know nothing about that.
No doubt.
Like most of all her top songs,
yeah.
When I watched the movie, he was showing, like, do you like this? And she would redo it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She would redo it and sing it all over again. Even though she did it to perfection, she would sing it all over again. But yeah. I'm like, if you didn't know nothing back then, you would think that it was her song.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But it really wasn't.
So I got a question for y'all since we're on music, then we can change it up. Because I know we're talking about money and friends. I don't mean to. You know, I don't want to get stole off on. I know you're on probation and shit. Question for y'all. Top five
hits.
No. Artists. Like from singing, like R&B singing. I want y'all top five.
R&B?
R&B?
Yeah.
Or just top five?
R&B. Just
because
I mean rap.
Okay, I got my top five.
Okay,
I got
listening.
Johnny Al Green.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny
Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, you going from five to one?
What happened?
One to five.
Yeah, I got Monica.
Okay.
I love Mary J. Blige.
Okay.
And my favorite one is Maze.
Okay, I'll take that.
You better get your old school.
Yes, I love me some Maze.
No, bullshit.
Go ahead. So I'm going to say my top five. This is just, you know, my opinion. I think Lauryn Hill was dope.
Very.
Lauryn Hill was dope. Marvin Gaye, he was the gateway.
But he still was dope.
Yeah, no doubt. I gotta say Michael Jackson.
Okay.
You know, he's the king of pop, but I feel like he was more R&B.
Michael Jackson
still
alive. Look at him.
No doubt. No, that's a fair king. Excuse me.
You
know the rest of my list, girl. I'm gonna say Prince.
Mm.
And then I ain't gonna lie, my last one gonna be kind of like controversial, but I think Usher, like he don't get his
Usher
flowers,
like he don't.
But he's like one of the, you know what I mean? He hard. Like, so he, that's my top five.
Y'all some haters, bro.
But I mean, go ahead. I mean, it's on
your
opinion.
If we want to speak on top five of all time, even though he made him drink his piss and eat his shit.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
R. Kelly's in the top five. The fuck what they talking about.
Okay.
R. Kelly is in my top five.
Okay.
Okay,
go ahead. Go with your
music.
Top five. We went with our top five. You go with your top five.
I'm giving you mine right now.
Damn.
R. Kelly.
Okay.
I would say Whitney Houston. I have to say Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
I would say Brian McKnight.
Betty Wright.
I'm going to have to say Joe in there. And I'm gonna have to say Babyface. That's my top five.
It's live. I ain't gonna lie. You got a live list.
Everybody, all of us got a live
list. I think I missed a lot of people because of Don Julio.
Yeah, but he said only five, so it's really kind of hard. It's really kind of hard to pick five, though.
So going back to what you was talking about earlier, money and friends. Elaborate on that.
I feel like money and friends, y'all. Money come, like you can buy your friends, but you'll never know if it's real love.
Okay.
Because they feel like if you giving them money, how you know they really love you?
Okay.
Because when you broke, they don't show nothing at all. So I feel like money play a big part of life, period.
Yeah.
Like with your friends, your family, your just period. And I feel like if you don't have no money, you don't have any friends.
So is your question is, the more money that you have, the less real friends that you will proceed to have?
I'm saying if you ain't have no money.
Yeah.
How you know they're your real friends?
No doubt.
Because some people aren't reliable on you. They feel like you got money. Even though you probably don't show it out, but then when they know deep inside, it's somewhere she got something that I need to attach myself to or to him.
But I think time kind of reveals everything. And you it's about energy.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to know off your energy, based if you leave the energy and all that stuff, you're going to know if that person genuinely just fuck with you. Or they just fucking with you.
But sometimes you can't, if you a hustler, and they know if you fall off,
In
their mind, she gonna get it right back.
Yeah.
So why not stick around?
I'm gonna tell you something real quick. Okay, I used to throw a lot of concerts in Houston, like for the school, for TSU, right? And it's just this because you said this, and it wasn't about money, it was just about the power and position that I had. I did student activity, I did all the concerts and whatever, bam. Man, can you get me in? VPT, boom. So things transpired. I left TSU and my phone was dry as hell. But it was like, what can you do for me? And then once you down and you know, whatever, going through your situation or whatever, you really find out who your true people are. So money and friends is kind of funny, but you gotta stay true to your day ones. Like all my friends that I really just fuck with, like know where I live, where I stay, how to get in contact with me, these niggas I've been knowing since like 94.
But you know what I mean? Exactly.
So it ain't no, like that song, No New Friends, I kind of feel it, but you do have to politic and network too.
But some people, they'll lean on you for so long until you find out at the last minute, like, you was only there because I had money.
Yeah.
You be so blind because you feel like she loved me because I got money or he loved me because I got money, but you won't know until the last minute.
Yeah.
Like, well, I feel like sometimes that's fucked up.
I think, like, I've been on, like, both sides. I think that when you trying to determine the difference between what's genuine and what's not
genuine,
you can not just turn up the name of that man. If you trying to determine what's genuine and what's not, the only way you determine that is through tests. And when I say through tests, I mean like, just say for instance, it's hard to meet somebody if you got a lot of money to know if they're genuinely for you. Because how do you know they genuinely for you or are they for the money? You see what I'm saying? So it's like kind of like you have to give them a probation period to just see and test them.
Yeah.
I can give you an example. If you had somebody working for you for 40 years and they've been working for 40 years, one day they decided to take $5 from the bank. Do you fire them or do you keep them? They worked for you for 40 years,
and they took $5
from the bank,
and they didn't tell you.
I feel like that's not, that was not their first time who they did that. Like,
that's a good answer.
I don't think it's their first time they got caught. It's the first time they got caught.
You like just caught them stealing $5.
But they've been down with you 40 years.
But they've been down with you 40 years, so they've been stealing for 40 years.
My question to y'all is, if somebody been getting over for 40 years and you didn't catch it, and they actually do it, do you have a conversation? I would have a conversation.
No, you got them. You got them.
You don't?
Like Tyson, no, I'm saying you got
them. You gonna let them go?
Don't let them go, because my thing is this. You've been stealing all that time, but I just didn't ever know you were stealing. Well, Mike Tyson made a valid point. Mike Tyson said when he was boxing in his prime, he said he was wondering why all his maids was fighting to do his laundry.
So they were fighting money.
Because he would leave $20,000 and $30,000 in his pockets and he wouldn't even know it. That's why they was fighting so much on who was doing who, like who was doing the laundry, you know what I'm saying? So that to me, money gonna always change the dynamics and stuff. Yeah. You can always find out a person's truth. All you gotta do is let them borrow money and give them some money and see how they act. Because me, I'm the type of person, like just say for instance, Tip, if you say, hey, let me borrow $2,000 and you never pay me back. But guess what happens? If you never pay me back, all you did was pay me $2,000 to get rid of you, but you'll never ever get no money from me no more. That's it.
Cool. You paid your way out.
You paid your way out. So if you do it, you better make it big. You better go to $2,000. Don't go 20 or 10 because it ain't worth the deal.
It ain't
worth the house of the deal if you do that then.
So what's your first question, bro?
My first question is this. This has really been on my heart that I wanted to ask you guys. It's really been on my heart to ask you guys. I couldn't wait till today comes.
Hey, show them your boots one time. Hold up. Just show them your boots. Just show them your boots right one time, boy. Just show them.
Tiffany, a hater,
dog. I say you look good today. Show him your boots. He having a hard time. Yeah, he was walking bow-legged in the bitch to the car.
If you kick a nigga in the ass, you kiss him.
Boy, just sit him on the table. Boy, just sit him on the table.
No doubt, that nigga look like LFL.
That's a nigga that you know who really gets money type boy.
No, the question I got to ask is, this is a serious question.
All right.
If you got, man, your head pissing me off. It's why? Because this cock stupid ain't got a bonnet on you a hoe.
Because I got my braids, man. I can't do that. My locks, man. I got to keep them right.
Look.
Shit, that shit is expensive.
If you have a homegirl or a homeboy, do you tell them if they stink or not or if they brush stink?
Me, well, personally, I'm always being honest. Okay. Like, I don't want you to feel like I'm hating on you or nothing. I'll pull you to the side like, hey, if they ain't working right. Like, I'm just being honest. Like, even if you cook food or do anything, I feel like your shit nasty. Hey,
I'm gonna let you know.
Let you know, like this battle, it ain't what's up. It ain't what's up. That wing batter that you make, it ain't what's up. It's sour. It's like it ain't what's up. But if your breath stink, or I feel like I want my people to tell me.
If your homegirl smell like fish, would you tell
them? Yeah, I'll be like, hey girl, you know, it's some ocean in the water out here now. Here, you eat
damn Galveston or Galveston, Florida water.
Yeah,
salt water or sea water.
No, this is Lake Charles, baby.
Man, will you tell a man?
Buy your booty. Can you repeat the question for me?
I said, if you have somebody that you're cool with,
okay,
and they stink, and you they really stink, you don't tell them.
You old. I might tell somebody else, but I ain't gonna really just be like, hey, kid. You know.
No bullshit. Hey, all you gotta do is give a gesture. You be like, hey.
But then you tell. Hey, but I ain't gonna lie. Just the ultimate, bro. Just open a pack of gum and give them like three pieces.
But you know what?
But they gonna feel like they gonna feel like you like you know what I'm saying? Yes, or you.
Nah, you want some gum?
No, me. I'ma say like, hey, bro, you know what? Come to me, holler at you.
Yeah.
Hey,
you know what? I'ma tell you something.
It's 500 degrees.
Don't say no hot words.
It's hot boys.
I'ma tell you a proven fact. People that breath stink the most always denying candy and gum.
Yeah, then that be the main one.
I don't eat candy. Sorry. I don't eat gum. But bitch, you need to chew the pack.
But I ain't gonna lie, bro. Sometimes gum and candy don't help.
No.
Bro, because you
sometimes it just requires just remove your tongue. Just take your whole motherfucking tongue out your
mouth. That's why I be saying, hey, let me just holler at you.
Bro.
Hey, let me just holler at you back.
Because how it toast
and this girl got Listerine on swipe.
But no, first of all, she's Superman, extra strength.
Yeah, that's
Dr. Tish. This gonna burn a hole in your motherfucking mouth. You ain't no water. You gotta dilute this shit.
Hey. And you, saying, you supposed to tell them.
But I'm gonna tell them, like, hey, I know I ate some proud fish. I don't know about you, but hey, just we both gonna rinse our mouth out together.
Let's do it together.
We're gonna do it together. We're gonna do it together.
This girl is dope. For real. I didn't try to offer and try to just put a piece of gum in my mouth. What they said, so they can put, you know, so they can be like, hey, let me get one of
these. At what point is enough? Because sometimes people be slipping, like, I ain't gonna lie. I might go to the gym and be like, she go get a haircut or whatever, be a little musty. But at what point do you say, well, hey, bro, it's enough is enough?
First of all,
one day I came here musty. I came here musty one day. I wasn't musty. But
the musty has onion, water burger, onion smell.
Hold on. So what? Dinner's on me.
You smell like a carbon rider.
No. As a woman, I had took a shower and I came in, but I was rushing.
I didn't
brush my teeth or I ain't put deodorant but in my car.
Damn. Come on, dog. You got
on tip. Yo, hot ass girl, just keep on knocking my areas on, dog, bro.
I
took a bath though. When big homie here came by me, he didn't say I was musty. I felt like I was musty.
You smell yourself over there.
Yeah. So right? I was like, I was sweating, but I wasn't musty. So like, so I put the deodorant on him by the bar. He like, damn. I said, I'll be back. I went to the restaurant to start brushing my teeth.
No bullshit.
He was like, bro, you are real. Like, bro, I feel like my breath stink because I don't feel like I don't remember brushing my teeth. I really don't.
I don't feel like,
if you tell my bro saying, I'm like, hey, shit, in my purse or my bag or my car, I got a bag to go. It got everything up in it.
Should somebody have to tell you that your breath stinks? Should somebody have to tell you that you musty? Should somebody have to tell you that your cooch is stank?
No, because you're supposed to know that.
But some people feel like they don't smell it. Oh, they don't smell it like... Bitch, as a woman, you smell yourself. I don't know about God.
You know what? That's why I hate the fact that, you know, we used to finger a girl. That's out of style. Because, you know, they used to finger bang at first.
Yeah.
And well, now,
is it?
So they still do that?
No, I'm talking about finger bang is out of style.
Do it. Just think about it.
You can really finger a girl and just, like, do some shit like this.
And put it up.
Hey, just do some shit like this.
No, it
didn't. If she smells something.
Yeah.
Hey, that's when I had finger in the movies, bitch. It's your shit. But what they say, you dig in your ear, like get the wax in, kind of like that's only for burning. That ain't gonna cure the smell. It's not. Oh, it's not. What about some baking soda? You gotta see, um, doctor, but what's the name said that vinegar snap it back. What, vinegar dry you out, but it don't snap it back in line. You know what, speaking of that, it took me a long time to wonder. I thought, you know, growing up, I had five sisters and a mama, you know, yeah, ain't it all that. I used to always wonder, what the fuck was that blue rubber thing in the bathroom? For the longest, I thought it was some water that you just put water in
there. And you just play with it?
And just, no, just drink the water out of there. But I didn't know it going to Gucci. The nigga been really eating pussy for a long ass time, really.
This is hard.
I
know so my next question is.
The bathroom, it was a rubber water bottle. That's what it was.
Did you squeeze it?
Yeah, like this, like squeeze it, and it's just coming out, just drinking it up.
He's having a water day.
Yeah, no more shit. Out, bro. This is my question to y'all. Baby mamas, baby daddies, right? If you're not sexually active with your baby daddy and your baby mama, right? Mm-hmm. And you have a child with that individual because that is your baby daddy, baby mama. Mm-hmm. Like, as a man or as a woman, do you supposed to stop taking care of your child? You know, some niggas be like, man, this bitch ain't giving no pussy. I ain't fucking with them kids.
What you mean? During the relationship?
I'm talking about after. Like, they're out through it, but y'all still have this child together. Because I know, like, a lot of people, like, if they not having sex with their baby mama, then they take it out on kids and don't take care of their kids. Do you
know?
No, I'm just saying, I'm asking the question because it's real.
I know, you know what I mean? It happens. I can answer that. Like, for me, I feel like this.
Because you got kids.
You should always remember the most important thing at the end of the day is the kids.
Yeah.
It's not the person that carried the kids or who made the kids. It's the kids, period.
Yeah.
So for me, I was the type of person where, and the key word I said was.
Yeah.
I was the type of person to where I have to make sure my baby mama's straight in order to know that my daughter is straight.
No doubt.
So if she fucked up, if her car fucked up and she can't do nothing, then that means my daughter ain't got no wife. You know, no transportation.
So
she ain't got. So I used to have that frame of mind. until a motherfucker start acting like you gotta do it or treating everything you doing like it ain't shit and that type of stuff. So that's why I kind of like, nah, you sometimes you're forced to get a bare minimum.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're forced to get a bare minimum. And you want to give more, but you're forced to get a bare minimum because if you give a lot and they treat that like it ain't nothing, then if I don't give nothing shit, you're going to treat me the same way anyway.
Yeah. But I never have to deal with it because I got like good baby daddies. We stopped talking, like my daughter's turned two, but he was still like, you know, being a part of our life. So, I mean, he feel like family is everything. We were just not meant to be at the time. So.
No doubt.
But he said, Vine still do for his kids. I don't have to be like, oh, do this, do this, do that. Like, I don't have to do that.
Yeah.
And like, we got a good bond. Like, I'm even cool with his baby mama. He just had a baby.
Cool.
I keep the daughter. I mean, I'm a family woman. Yeah. I feel like that if anybody have a child by my kid's father, mm-hmm. I want my kids to know their sister and brother. So when you get older, like, oh, I don't know. They say that's your sister. And y'all know how I know. Yeah. I don't want that. Because I never had a sister or brother on my daddy's side. Just me always being my sister. But I wanted that. Because I be wanting another bond from my other family. But we ain't had that. But me growing up, my grandma always told me family was everything. Tiffany, make sure no matter what you go through, family is everything.
Yeah.
Both sides. Daddy, mama, family is everything. So I ain't never had that problem. And plus, I put my feet down.
Yeah.
Like, I made it be... Understand, we ain't gotta have sex and none of that.
We're gonna take
care of this baby. We gonna take care of these kids. Yeah. We gonna be grown about it.
You put your feet down after you get out of bed or do sex?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying after I take a shower.
Hey, you know, get this drunk.
I just don't like who daddies feel like.
Yeah.
If we ain't fucking, I'm not doing for your kids.
That's some
you
shit.
Only hurting your child.
No doubt.
Like you not hurting me, bitch. I can go get it back and forth.
Yeah.
Like I don't need you. Your daughter, your son still needs you. And I feel like a daddy to be a son, like period.
Yeah, no doubt.
Like I don't, cause it's
daughter
a lack.
Life too, though.
That's wrong with our new generation. That's a lack of communication with these fathers.
I think that if you. An individual, especially dudes, I'm speaking for the male because I'm a male.
Yeah.
So if you a man and you don't even fuck with the baby mama and you still not take care of you, that's some sucker shit. Like, that's hard.
But sometimes, you know
what? It's your life. But then it be a toxic environment. So sometimes the baby mama do be tripping. So, you know, hey, it go both ways. But y'all, as a community, we have to kind of get together with that and begin to mend that so that we can raise these kids. Because a lot of times, boys ain't got their dad, they got their mama. Vice versa. Girls ain't got their dad, they got their mama. And sometimes you need your dad versus your mama, so y'all ain't gotta like mess around, but raise this child.
Yeah, but sometimes it be the women. Sometimes women be so toxic. They be so toxic, like, oh, I ain't let you see your daughter, I ain't let you see your son for what? Because at the end of the day, you hurt you, your son, your daughter. Like, you really hurt.
Yeah.
But you need to put your kids, like, then why I can't see my daddy? Like, I don't like a toxic baby mama.
Yeah.
If my kids dad got a toxic, I'm not dealing with it.
Yeah.
I'm not dealing with it.
But I think that now, in this day and time, even if you have your own kids, even if you have, with somebody and they have kids, they try to take those kids away. They try to take those kids
boy,
away.
Boy, just cut it. I can't even take you
seriously. Baby, you can't take it seriously. First of all, my name is not Bud. My name is Enrique.
What's up? Enrique.
Yeah,
my name is Esperada.
I'm Enrique.
Don't hate. Drug cartel at the same time.
Again, if I can
cut your grass and get you a bird, nigga. But go ahead to what you were saying. Tiffany, yeah, she
ain't. I'm going to take you serious. Fuck it. Okay, let me ask you this question.
Go.
Let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
So,
hey, kid.
So, listen. Is there some type of limit to when you're being a stepdaddy or stepmom?
I go beyond. I'm the mama. There's no stepmom when it comes to me.
Yeah.
I go beyond. Like, if I'm with you, I go beyond. I treat your kids just like mine. It's like, you don't have to call me stepmom. Like, you don't even got to do none of that. Just respect me, and I respect you, and I'll take care of you. That's it.
Did you get that dress from Fields?
Mm-mm, I got it from Fallis.
Okay, cool.
I
don't think it's such a thing. I think it's just like, hey,
I got it from that Mexican store.
If I'm with you, I'm with your child, and I'm going to raise you, you mine. Like, you know what I mean? This is just how it's going to be. Like, It ain't no stepdaddy, no all that shit. Like,
but it comes from the parents, though. It comes from the parents.
What happens when you're not with the mama no more?
Mom still
take
care.
Do you
lose
communication with that child as a stepdaddy?
What if they lose communication with you?
They ain't got nothing to do with me.
That's crazy, because I
go through that. Like, the stuff right now, I go through that right now. Like, me and my ex not together, but he still take care of my kids. He got to call me. He got all my kids' number. He got my niece's number, my mama number. So, it's never like, once you, I feel like if I take care of you, if I was a dude, and we break up, and I tell his daughter or his son, and I'm always be there for you.
I'm going to be there for you.
Yeah. Like, I ain't never got to say nothing to your daddy. I'm going to be there for you.
And if it's out of your control, that's different. Like, if it's in your control, cool. If you have ways of mean to communicate with that child or whatever, and it's cool with the mama, cool.
Yes.
If not, in your heart, you know that child always going to be in your heart. If they call you, you'll be there for them. But however, due to the circumstances, because of the mom or whatever the situation may be, you just know that child is deep in your heart.
And you love them.
You know, you love them and just hope for the best.
I think that, okay, everybody, they be kind of biased. Especially when they with them.
Yeah.
Like, for an example, when you with them, like say for example, I'm with you, Tiff, and you ain't.
And you're Mac.
No, I ain't with Mac. Ain't no ABCD shit going on here. What they say to him?
Fucking Tiffany.
Go.
Listen, if we together, and then you and I in a relationship, so once it's established that we in a relationship and that no matter what happens, that we still, we're going to be cool and cordial. Yeah. Why is it that if you're mad, they turn the kids against you because they mad? Because
they bitter. They call bitter parents. They call bitter parents. That's what I just said. Like, if I'm not with you, I'm going to still. If I feel like, because I've been through it. Like, someone came, when we was younger, they always said, I want to take care of you. But when I got older, I didn't see him no more. And I feel like that was my dad. You was a dad to me when I was younger. Like, you did this, you hit us, you on our clothes, you fed us when mama was working, you did. So when I got older, I didn't see you. So now, when I got older and I had kids, and then when I broke up with my boyfriend, he had a baby, I always told him, like, I'm always take care of your baby. Like, you brought your baby to me. Like, we wasn't together, but you had a child already when we got together.
Yeah.
And I told your baby, like, I'm always be there for you, even though I don't never talk to your daddy. I'm always be there for you.
And I'm
still like that.
No,
she called me, I'm coming.
Yeah.
She and I'm coming.
Yeah.
Her mama could be there. Like, I don't have a problem with your parents and none of that. My bond is with you that I made a promise to you.
And
I want you to always feel you. Because someday you might do that relationship with your parents. And I want you to feel like you got somebody you can call on.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like women, they so one-sided. Women are really one sided.
No, men.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you how. I'm gonna give you an example. Then you give me an example. I'm gonna give you an example how women are one sided. If I'm in a relationship with you, Tiff, and we together, and everything cool, I don't got no kids, but you got kids, and as long as you got kids, yeah, that's y'all stepdaddy, that's this, that's that. As soon as I leave you and get with somebody else, this is the first thing women say: he over there take care of that ready-made ass family. What the fuck did you call you when I was with you?
What the fuck is ready made?
Ready made mean a lady that got kids already.
She got kids. Play like Genesis.
But that's how y'all live. That's y'all turn quick. You know what I'm saying? I think, who you think love harder, men or women?
Men.
Ooh, I'm you're hard. Real.
Like you're I'm real. Hard.
Women, men love harder.
They
what
do.
You think,
man? He don't know. He bought.
She got this Milky Way Ferrero.
No, you go by the house.
Damn.
You go by the house. Not by like that.
You don't stop. You just go by. You blow and let them know I passed by.
Go ahead, babe.
I would say, look at her homegirl. She know ain't nothing in that bag. She won't get the crumbs. I would say men love harder.
They do.
We agree.
Yeah, cause the nigga gonna shoot you over his gal real quick.
And the nigga killing
You know what's crazy? I just seen on Instagram. This man went to his baby mama house in another The dude Yes, he had a gun.
Yeah.
But he was with another girl.
And he had a baby with another woman. He had a baby with another woman. She was like, "You had a baby on me." And this nigga was like, "Bitch, you're not cute." He went to the house
with a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but he had his gal with him.
No, he had the girl with him that's pregnant.
Damn.
But he mad about the other girl. He got pregnant. She was with another nigga.
So he got somebody pregnant. He got another gal. He going back to his ex gal. She with another nigga. She mad.
He mad.
He mad.
He pulled a gun on him and told he's gonna blow her face off. Yeah, but men don't like to take the give back.
I can take.
Some men don't. They don't like to take the give back. Like I'ma stick my. You gotta stick your chest out like you want us to do.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I agree, but you
can take the give back. I ain't gonna lie, men can't take no
more. They can't.
I can take the give back. I can take the give back because it's like, you gotta be able to accept. If you do fucked up shit, you gotta be able to accept one day that you gonna get it.
Some of them don't. They don't.
The majority of the men don't. I ain't saying you and him, but I'm saying majority of men ain't gonna be.
Can you take the give back?
Yeah, because you gotta accept what you can. You made that bed, you gotta land it, so it come with that territory.
But you automatically land it when you go to sleep. That don't make no difference.
Dirty ass sheet.
No bullshit.
Talk about dirty ass sheet.
Tip got them bed bugs jumping out doing Olympics in that motherfucker.
Bed bugs going dumb.
I'm all doing Olympics in that bitch.
Go ahead, Tim.
Go, Tim. It's yours.
What's mine? My question.
Your big nose ass. Stay down and have no questions, dog.
I don't have no questions. I just have topics.
It's the same thing.
I don't have topics.
Go ahead.
So, family versus friends.
Family versus friends. I'm starting to realize this. I swear to God, on everything I love, I'm starting to realize friends are really more valuable than family members, dog.
Damn.
That's crazy.
You know why? I swear to God, like I've learned in these last couple of years.
It'd be strange.
In the last couple of years, bro, you will find people that your friends are more down with you than your family members, dog. Like they'll look out for you more. Like, listen, nobody in my family call and be like, "Hey, I was just calling to see what you're doing, see how you doing." And I got regular people that's friends that I'm associated with or just be like, "Hey, you all right? You cool today? You good?"
Yeah.
And that's crazy to me. These are the ones that when something happens, when the funeral comes, they the main one looking for you. Well, you might as well ask Bud because he'll pay for the funeral. No, fuck that. I'm just, not paying for no more funeral right now. Ashed. Hey, I don't give a damn how much kilos I sell or how much I throw across the wall.
Wait a minute, you said
I ain't
kilos
paying for no more funeral. Hey, say that shit in Spanish, bro.
Is more important than family, because your family, they be the quickest ones to drain you. Like, they'll drain you. You can have everything in the world and you give it to your family.
Yeah.
But when you don't have shit, you can't reach out to them.
Yeah.
It be your friend be like, "You good?
Yeah.
You good?" Like, I've been through it. Like, damn, that's why I tell him all the time, I don't give a fuck about family.
No,
I got certain people that I can call and I know that's my family.
Yeah. Yeah.
But since I've been here, I grew a whole new family.
Yeah.
So and I feel like love.
You said the Spanish family.
Yeah,
Rose family. You rolled the R in there.
Hey, Cinco de Mayo. Look, we went to the Mexican restaurant yesterday. So this girl here, she got mad because
that nigga didn't want to take my order.
But look back, he about this tall though.
Yeah.
She talking about fuck your short ass 17-year-old ass bitch.
Damn.
I said you ain't even supposed to be over here, nigga. I call the border people on your bitch ass.
They call ISIS. Don't know they're talking about the border people.
That's the fuck them people is. He was treating us like
in seriousness though, I swear to God, I would take out if I can exchange,
yeah,
I would exchange some of my like friends for family.
Your family saying they love you, but it's a distant. And I keep my family a distant. Like, I fuck with you. I love you. Like, my daddy to this day, I love him. I respect him. I just keep him a distance.
No doubt.
That's it.
So, I agree, but I disagree with both of y'all.
Why?
And I ain't trying to be the ripper. I'm just saying.
No, just speak your mind.
It's key family members that I do deal with.
You do?
Like, you might have, like, 21 family members, right? And you got those four that you going to call, make sure you know, whatever. It's key people that in your family that you know you can count on. Like, I know that you said what you said, but it's somebody in your family that you can call and be like, "Hey, man, this shit right here, Craig, boom, boom, bam, bam," and they gonna listen.
I know.
Yeah. We not saying all family.
I said some.
But you said majority.
Then
I go back to then.
You can put 10 up,
no doubt.
Only 2 gonna stick out.
Exactly. So then it goes back to the friends. You know, to be honest, I don't think blood make you family.
Mm-hmm.
I think actions and
Lord interactions and Lord makes you family. Because I have some friends that's just like my brothers. Like, I grew up with, they like brothers, you know what I mean? So, they not my blood brothers, but shit, they might as well be, because... Yeah.
They've been through whatever you've been through.
Exactly. So, I don't think blood makes you family, and sometimes friends are better than family, but I feel like I consider those friends that are close to me, like, they are family, so it's like...
I got friends I've been really friends, and I don't have other friends outside of them people. I grew up with them people. We stayed in this house with my granny, 35 people, 6 people in one house. I feel like they're my friends. We family. Like, I grew up with them. So, people, like, I feel like I meet from social media. You're not my friend. We just Instagram family.
So, let me ask you this. Can you be friends with somebody that you had sex with?
Yeah. You can. Yeah, because I'm a real player.
Damn. She said that with her chest.
I am. I'm a real player.
I think you can. I think you had those boundaries.
But I let it be known before we even do. Like, hey, this is what we going to do, but I'm saying,
like, y'all be friends, and then, you know, so y'all have sex, and then y'all be friends, and then after that, y'all become real good friends.
But it's going to always be
in your mind that moment that y'all did do it. So how you know the moment ain't going to come up again?
You just boundaries, bro.
It is.
It is boundaries.
But I feel like you gotta be just
grown. So, okay, you say it's boundaries. So, Max, if your homeboy wife spending at your house, you fall asleep on the couch.
I'm glad you answered that.
You fall asleep on the couch.
He be on the couch.
Yeah, he falls asleep on the couch. Yeah. He laying up there in the big dirt ass boxes.
It's a nice size house. And
she wake you up sucking your dick. Do you let her finish? And calm. And after, do you tell your homeboy?
You're a rat.
First of all, it ain't gonna get that far. I'm gonna tell you why. That's, you said my homeboy wife?
Yeah.
Nigga, no, it ain't, you can't even tell.
No, like, that type of friend is like,
no.
If you stop her, like, hold up, stop. She's sleeping on the couch, like, hold up, stop. Do you tell your homeboy that
it ain't gonna get that far?
It's because it ain't gonna get that far.
If she touched it, do you tell your homegirl that it happened? It ain't gonna happen because it's not gonna get that far. I'll tell, because I feel guilt, it ain't gonna even happen.
And you say you'll tell? So what happens if the nigga, if your homegirl or your homeboy turn on you? They say you lying.
It is what it is.
He really was my partner.
Yeah.
He really was my partner.
At least you told him, but it ain't gonna get, I
don't play with my friends, boyfriend, husband, cousin, I mean, your wife.
I was saying in the aspect of, first of all, what the fuck you doing in your house?
Yeah, why you spending
the
night on
the
couch? Why you on their couch? Nigga,
you drunk. Because
you're gonna take your drunk ass in their car. I'm gonna bump you out the driveway.
They gonna be like, come on in, man. You ain't gotta sleep on the couch. It can't happen.
Okay, next question.
Go ahead. It's yours.
It's yours.
It's mine?
Yours already mine.
Yeah.
Damn.
Last question of the night.
Check it out with a banger. Okay, bakery.
Show
my you want to be Chara Gama go
bakara
Anna Salornera.
Max, pay us some suave mente while
Max
did his questions. He's fake say he had.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I got a question. I'm ready. Cool.
Go.
Why black people, see, I'm one of them black history niggas. Why black people can't keep and spend their currency within their community? That makes sense. Now, so, like, for instance,
I go over there to Harlem and spend with the Chinese.
That, come on now. So, this is my thing, right? You'll go to the Chinese shop, go get that shit, let them talk to Chinese, talk about your ass or whatever. But then, Tiff, you know, y'all know Tiff's a high place in hell. You send a hell out your trunk and motherfuckers pass you up. Why not keep the currency inside the black community instead of going outside and making other motherfuckers?
One thing about black people, they don't want to see nobody outdo them.
So how do we fix that though?
It's just too late for that. Like, I feel like it's too late for that. Like, black people don't want you to do more than them. Like, even if you look out for them, they still don't want you to get more than them, or they don't want you to be on top.
They remember you. Head.
Yeah, they always remember you that you was that little kid that never had shit.
So how would you fix that problem? Like, how would you go about fixing that problem?
I feel like you can't. Okay, the number one problem is We are our own worst enemy.
Yes.
Black people are
here. Okay, that's crazy.
And the reason why I say that is because of several, it's a few reasons why.
A key components.
It's a few key components. Okay. One of the components is that when you look at how we're raised.
Okay.
Slave.
It's like we are raised to not share.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're raised to not share. Example. 15 years ago, 20 years ago, half of these properties in Third Ward was for sale. And half the people was living. But do you think that half the people told us, people that's coming up, hey, listen, this is an opportunity for you to try to buy. This is an opportunity for you to get this, for you to get that.
Yeah.
A black person would rather let the white man take it from
him. Yeah.
And lose it through taxes than to say, I'm going to pass this to my niece, I'm going to pass it to my nephew, I'm going to pass it to somebody in my family. They would rather see it gone like that. And to me, that part makes it a shame, because if you ask me, why is it that someone like us, we can be grown up and nobody like give us nothing.
Yeah.
And they wonder why the white people, how they stuff be going through generations.
Yeah.
It's because they don't care about passing nothing down. Or, you know, the most selfish thing in the world to me is for a person to die with a million or billions of dollars.
Yeah.
Because you dying and you still trying to keep the money for what? If I had $40 million and I know I'm on my deathbed, I'm gonna call everybody, hey, come to the hospital, I got something for you.
Yeah, no doubt. Just pass it on.
I know I'm leaving. What the fuck am I holding for? But people be so selfish to keep it, they rather let the state take it than just to give it away.
Yeah.
And to me, I don't understand that about black people, period. And I'm in a business where I know, like, whatever I get or whatever I buy, I done had niggas come to me and be like, nigga, if it weren't for me, you would have it.
Yeah.
First of all, you ain't getting your hair cut that much for me to afford no Escalade. First of all, yeah. You ain't getting your hair cut that much, nigga. And at that time, it was 15 to 10. But it all adds up. I'm also grateful for everything that I've got.
Yeah.
Or everything. Because one thing I did learn from Third Ward is it taught me how to manage money.
Yeah.
Because just think of this. Cutting hair is just like selling dope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing. I didn't know nothing about no dope selling, none of that, until I came to Third Ward.
Yeah.
But I took the Third Ward. Trey,
I know that's right.
Trey, what do you think I'm gonna say?
So, I know that's right.
Trey all day. Enrique from the Trey. I took stuff that I learned from Third Ward.
Like
I was saying about the selling dope, and I registered up here. I was thinking about this. They would sell a $5 rock, $10 rock, and $20 rock.
Yeah.
So when I first started out, I was charging $5 for a haircut.
Yeah.
Then I started charging $6.
Yeah.
Then I went to $10. But I'm looking at it like this. A lot of people don't look at it like this. It's 365 days in a year.
Okay.
If you save up $100 100 times, how much is that? That's $10,000. Easy.
Yeah.
Just out of 365 days a year, out of 100 of them days, if you save $100 up 100 times, bro, that's $10,000.
Easy money.
Yeah. So, me growing up, I'm looking at, I'm in Third Ward, but I grew up at the same time, because I was a teenager. I grew up at the same time, and I'm seeing people like in the community that got shit. I'm like, damn, how you get this?
Yeah.
How he get that?
Yeah.
How he get that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And me seeing all that stuff, I'm like, bro, it's gotta be another way. And my way was, I feel like the haircut thing was that. It's the same thing.
It's a door opener for you though.
It's the same thing.
You made money off the haircut, then you new adventures, new devils and devils.
The barbershop right here on 3459 McGowan, bro.
Everything that I've earned, right there, 3459 McGowan. Yeah.
I know the blueprint of things because I learned it from the street.
Which one? The one right here on the corner?
Yeah, right there.
The first one right here.
The first right here by the bus stop.
That was second.
That was the original.
3459 McGowan right here.
Okay. Shout out to Cool.
Everything that I've learned,
yeah.
I'm telling you, everything that I've gained, everything, my whole success came from the barbershop. And I've always took that mentality that I learned from seeing people selling dope. And use that. Like right now. Everybody wonder why Buzz Boy charged $5 for all the drinks.
Yeah.
Cause you know why?
Why?
Cause ain't nobody else charging $5 a drink.
No doubt.
So look at it like this. Put this in perspective.
Yeah.
Would you rather cut 20 yards
yeah.
at $40, or would you rather cut 100 yards at $25?
I'll take the 100 piece.
You see what I'm saying? It makes sense.
You still, you're going
to get more.
I'd rather win and then lose all. Yeah.
So when you use that scenario, look at it like this. The other bars, I'm not talking about nobody, but the other bars charge $15 for a drink.
Yeah.
When all you got to do is charge $5. Yeah. And more people will be quick to give you 20 and be like, give me 4 instead of... Give me one drink for $15. They're not gonna be so quick to spend the rest.
And then that's the same. You feel like that. Then I gotta wait for like 2 or 3 hours for them to come back.
Right, right. So you gonna feel like you balling. Yeah. If I spend, one thing I know for sure.
Okay.
At Buzz Bar, you come and spend $40 and you can get fucked up.
And this is gonna do a whole commercial on this podcast. That's cool.
25.
Let me tell y'all. $5 and you gonna get fucked up. 20, you gonna get fucked up.
But I had a question, Buzz.
Go ahead, because you said you're becoming a business, like you've been doing business for a long time.
Right.
Like, so what made you to like keep yourself like keep going? You know, some people they get in business and it just stops.
What I think with me, in business. I'm a person that I'm real observant.
Y'all taking off y'all lace for this bitch.
I'm real observant and stuff.
Okay.
And this is why I come up with ideas.
Yeah.
The reason why I started cutting hair is because my mama told me a long time ago that being a barber is the only thing that a computer can replace.
Yeah.
Come on. That's true.
That's why.
I'm gonna give you a chili bowl.
You know the second thing I wanted to do?
What?
The second thing I want to do, and I didn't realize this,
yeah.
A mechanic can charge any amount of money he want to charge.
No bullshit. He can fuck up some shit before you can come back.
You see what I'm saying?
No bullshit.
So you be fucking other people's head for them
do
to come back?
No.
This is what I did.
I'm going to tell you,
this is how I got popular in Third Ward.
Okay.
This is what I did. I'll pull up a flyer.
Yeah.
I drew it myself,
yeah.
And I made a thing on the bottom and said, first half to the free.
Yeah.
I knew that I was good.
Yeah.
I just needed to get them to come.
Yeah.
So black people, when they see free, they come.
Yeah.
Me, I educated myself on how to cut Mexican, white, Chinese, black, everybody.
You didn't go to school for that?
You diverse.
No, I wanted to corner the market. I didn't ever want somebody to come and say, well, hey, can you cut? And I say no.
And you be looking dumb like, nah.
Hey, can you cut Esperado hair?
What I started doing was, I started utilizing the barbershop as other avenues and stuff.
No doubt.
So what I did was with the barbershop, I took the barbershop, I knew I got a major clientele, so I'm like, everybody always come to me and be like, Bug, you know somebody please calls?
Yeah.
That's what made me come up with the body shop.
Okay.
Everybody always come to me, Bug, you know somebody got a rip in the seat, that's why I came up with the upholstery shop.
Yeah.
That's why I come up with these things, because I look at what the market is for, and that's how I target it, what business to open up.
You gotta know your target audience.
Yeah.
What made me open up a club is because I knew when I throw a party, it'd be 300 or 400 people coming. And when I opened up the club originally, I wanted it to be a lounge to where people that was 40 and up was supposed to come. But what I found out was this. It doesn't matter about the age. You know, I've been getting a lot of backlash because everybody's been saying, bro, you letting them young ass niggas in here and this and that. But guess what?
Yeah.
One thing I know for sure, when I had this motherfucker at 40, none of the 40 old bastards would come in this motherfucker.
Yeah, so
when I had this motherfucker at 40, all they do is complain. It ain't no parking. When I had this motherfucker at 40, damn, that drink is this much.
Yeah.
When I had this motherfucker at 40, ooh, that motherfucker in the hood. But guess what? When I drop that age, those niggas don't give a damn. So
they
to me, I feel like it's the respect factor. If I lay down the respect factor, if I let them know that, hey,
this is how it's going to go
with you. If the consequences is this, if you're not coming back at that, if you don't care nothing about that, then you're not going to come back.
Yeah.
If I can lay that down,
then
I'll be good. I know people going to fight.
Because
when you mix alcohol and black people, they going to fight.
But some people go through shit that we don't be knowing. Like,
it happens.
And it do. It's how we control and how we respond to those fights. That's it.
Right. I want to say this. Black people, back to your question, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Bug did a whole commercial break in this bitch. Y'all come get fucked up. Y'all got to respect the club. It's going down. $5. $20 going to get you blessed.
$5 every
day. Yeah, meet me at the buggy. Hey, we at the buggy.
This is what black people did. I'm happy we dressed up as Cinco de Mayo. Shout out to the essays. Because I admire this.
Shout out to Mr.